Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Let's pray before we start. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because you are a good father to us. You didn't leave anything not good to us. You have established the church with your precious blood. So we believe we can find true love and mercy in the church. May you, through your word, encourage one of us. Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
所以，下一个月呢，我跟大家就分享我。Last
month, I shared with the lesson that I learned in my sabbatical year.
我就是从诗篇103篇里面，我学到不可忘记神。That
is from Psalm 103. I learned that we do not forget anything.
今天呢，我希望跟大家分享另外一个功课，也是在20年的时候。
Today, I'd like to share another lesson which I also learned from a sabbatical year, which is about prayer. And today's sermon title is To Whom to Ask. Through my sabbatical experience, God has answered two questions in my heart.
第一条问题呢,
the first thing, what does God give to those who ask?
第二条问题就是,
second question, why does God give good gifts to those who ask? Let's look at the first item. What does God give to those who ask Him?
去年当我放20年的时候呢，我跟我太太为这个计划吵架很多次。
Last year when we planned our leave, me and my wife has quarreled a lot.
直到放假前2个月呢，其实我们都没能确定呢要怎么安排。
Even 2 months before our vacation, we have not decided anything.
后来就收到一个电邮，电邮的就。And
later we receive an email.
Okay,这个日子是接下来可以去蒙大利州的冰河公园里面去骑这个自行车。The
email is about biking at the Glacier National Park in Montana.
这个地方其实我12年前去。Actually,
12 years ago, I went this place. It was a beautiful place.
但是游客也,
but it also has many tourists.
有一条很出名的路呢,就是叫,
there's a very famous road called Going to the Sun Road.
这条路呢,这个公园呢,
and in this park, it snows over 9 months in a year. The road is in fact only open for
3 months.
But actually, I find in this email, that even the road is not open to the car, you can actually bike to the road.
然后我就觉得，哎，这个很好的这个选择。I
thought this is a good selection.
因为呢，我们首先我不用坐飞机，就可以自己开车去那个地方。
First of all, I don't have to take an air flight, so I can fly.
那么我们当时就不需要担心这个新冠病毒。
So we don't worry about the COVID pandemic.
最后的决定，去年的6月18号到26号去的。
So we agree that in the period June 18 to June 26, we'll go to the ablation.
那这个公园对我来说呢，有三样东西。There's
three famous places in the glacier park.
当然就是它的冰河，还有你们叫冰川。So
it is the first one is glaciers.
第二就是动物，第三就是它的演化。And
also famous for animals around and wildflowers.
那我是一个喜欢拍照的人。
I'm a person who likes photograph.
那如果你特别喜欢拍动物的时候呢，你就必须要有这个器材。If
you want to take animals pictures, you need this the photograph equipment.
其中一个器材就是你要有一个我们叫长焦镜。One
of them is called the telephoto lens.
还有我就在想，那如果 没有这个器材，然后我如果我能够有一个我们说的这运动的相机呢，也蛮好。And
even I don't have the telephoto lens, maybe I can take an action camera take pictures.
然后我就一边可以看我的视频，一边在看。So
I can capture myself while I was riding on a bike.
然后看好了，我记得当时的Costco就有这些摄影的器材给价。It
just happened that Costco was have a sale of discount.
你这样呢，就是见到点价了就送过来。And
you know that Pastor Chu, when he see a discount, he cannot help you. Okay.
然后呢，我的圈1月1号就开始放假。So
my vacation started June 1st.
然后就开始问我太太。 那你说我要买一个长焦镜好，还是买一个运动器材、运动相机好？So
I began to ask my wife Audrey, should I buy a telephoto lens or buy a action camera?
这解答问题是一个很狡猾的。You
know that this is a very stupid question.
无论他怎么回答呢，都是买东西。
Because whatever she answered, it end up is shopping.
但是呢，Audrey没有。But
Audrey did not get fooled.
然后呢，他就反问我一句。He
she asked back.
你不要当我是神呢，你为什么不自己？Don't
take me as God. Why don't you ask God yourself?
那我是不喜欢人挑战。I
don't like to be challenged.
但是我 能不同意Audrey的讲法是有道理。But
I can't disagree that Audrey has reason.
为什么我不想问？
Why I shouldn't ask God?
就是我怕呢，神告诉我什么都买的时候，我就买。It
is because I'm afraid that God will say no.
然后当Audrey这样子讲的时候呢，我就在想，圣经里面有哪些经文是有关求问神？
So when I hear Audrey's question, I begin to think in the Bible, how many passages was about asking God.
那么我就马上想到今天的经文。I
immediately thought about this scripture.
这个路加福音11:9-13。That
is Luke chapter 11, verse 9-13.
第9节说，我又告诉你们。 你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们。Verse
9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
我想问你，主耶稣是叫我们，我们的父神是一个有求必应的神。I
would like to ask you, does that mean God responds to every request?
耶稣是不是不是啊？我为什么不是？The
answer is no, and why the answer is no?
因为十一节里面他有解释。Because
the verse 11 has the explanation.
你们就见说父亲的，只有儿子求饼，反给他石头；求鱼，反给他蛇；当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反给他蛇子。
It says, which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake instead. He asking for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion.
那你们很多都是说，如果你的儿女抽你一条蛇，你会给他？If
your your son or your daughter asks for a snake, would you give him?
当然不会啊。Of
course not.
因为这个东西对他有害嘛。Because
this what he asked is harmful to him.
所以耶稣不是说我们的父神是有求必应。
So that doesn't mean that God gives everything we ask.
但是耶稣却说，我们的父神岂能给你好啊？
What Jesus says, God will definitely give good things for to us.
因为他是一个好爸爸。
Because he's a good father.
那么什么是好爸爸？
And what is a good thing?
如果你看看马太福音跟路加福音呢，同时有记载这个经。
If you look the book of Matthew chapter the similar scripture can be found in Matthew and Luke.
那么马太福音里面七章十一节讲到了，神给我们好东西，但是路加福音就讲到神会给我们圣灵。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 11 says God will give good gifts to those who ask him. But Luke says the Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
换句话说，在神的眼里面，什么是最好的东西？就是神。
In other words, what is the best thing that in God's eye? That's Holy Spirit.
所以我有这个结论以后，我就对神连。So
once I have this passages, I have the conclusion that speaking to God.
我说神啊，如果你觉得这些摄影的器材是够好的时候呢，那么就给我啊。
So I ask God, if you think that the telephoto lens is good for me, and then you can give to me. But if you decide not to give to me, I ask for your Holy Spirit. Then I have the next question.
对，如果神这次给我圣灵的时候，那么是怎么一回事呢？ 因为我们都知道，你信耶稣的时候，你已经有圣灵住在里面。
If God really give me the Holy Spirit, what that mean? Because we know that every believer has been indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
那么我是不是求一个灵恩的一个经历？So
am I trying to have a charismatic experience?
那么我的结论就是，不是。
My conclusion is no.
根据圣经来说，圣灵充满的表现呢，其实就是圣灵的果子。According
to the Bible's teaching, the manifestation of the filling of the Holy Spirit is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以，加拉太书5:22节说，圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
That is what Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
对我来说，九个表现里面最需要的就是最后一个。
For me, the nine characters of the fruits, I want the most is actually the last one. So I ask God, if you don't give me the telephoto lens, you give me the
self-control.
So from the period June 1st to June 18th, I keep asking myself what God will give to me.
还有我发觉呢，Costco这个评价，二十五分的评价，快要到期了。Especially
I find that the 25% discount in Costco will be ending soon.
后来，我发觉啊，这个， 一直 Arthur 都没有说要买东西给我，所以就这个点赞的日期就过了。
But Arthur never mentioned about, so this has passed quickly.
对我有一点希望。
I was disappointed.
但是有一天要去Costco.
But one day I go to Costco again.
我发觉这个检查的日期也长了。
I find that this kind of period has been extended.
你说这个怎么可能不是真的？
How can is that a proof that it's God's will?
所以我就可以让他去见到他的日子也延长，然后他就知道这个事情。So
I've been thinking that how can I let Audrey know that she can see the discount has been extended and it is God's will.
所以我就想，要不要我把我的签推到这个银行停一停，他见到他就知道了。So
I asked him, should I bring the card to the in front of the discount tag?
但是我在想，我是兼职做的，我怎么知道这个是神的旨意还是我的诡计呢？
But I also think that if I just bring Audrey to the place, how do I know this is actually God's will or is it my trick?
结果，当我们离开去旅游之前，都没有。 Audrey都没有改变，就是一直都没有买这个限制。
Audrey actually never changed her mind, so we did not buy any photo lens.
所以当时的其实心情呢就有一点埋怨。So
actually, I was having a complaint about God.
我要告诉神你为什么给我们这？And
ask God why you didn't give me the photo.
我告诉神，我知道你没有欠我，我知道神你没有欠。
I know that you don't owe me anything.
但是我说没有工作。But
even I don't have a merit, I still have labor.
家里面又不是缺钱的时候。And
we have the money, and why you didn't give?
但后来我才明白，其实神真是一个好。
Later, I realized that God is indeed a good father.
因为我埋怨他，但是他还是那个耐心的去，就是回答我心里。Because
even though I complained to him, but he's very patiently answered.
那么6月18号，我们就开车去，开了1000里到这个滨河公园。So
on June 18th, we depart. And drove about 1,000 miles.
然后到了这个公园以后，把行李放下来，就马上就拿自行车准备要走。So
when we arrived at Glacier Park, and we took the bike out, and we were gonna go to the going to the sun road.
当时已经是6点，黄昏的时候。
At that time, it was already 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
我就发觉，游客不太多了，当时。
I found there's many, there's few people.
还有所有人都是下山，没有人上山。And
also, we see the tourists going down the mountain.
然后我其实在开车的时候就觉得，可能是晚上，他们回家了。
At first, I saw it's because it's evening, so everybody is going home.
然后，就跟一个下山的游客谈起，打个招呼，他就跟我。So
I talked to one of the tourists who's coming down.
他说前面有树。He
said, there's bear ahead.
所以，奥迪跟我的约定啊，如果真的见到树呢，不能拍照，看知道一定。不是他说不能拍照，马上就要走。So
me and Audrey decided that one. If we see the bear, we don't take photo.
果然，我们起初往山走了，总有5分钟，就有一个大灰熊坐在路上面等。
About 5 minutes later, we saw a big grizzly bear was waiting. A bear was waiting for us in the middle.
然后我们马上就回。
So we turn back.
冰河公园里面的出名的动物呢，对我来说呢，就是有四样。
The famous animal in the glacier park to me is four kinds.
就是这个大灰熊，山羊，大角羊，还有就是 moose.
It is grizzly bear, mountain goat, bighorn sheep, and moose.
十二年前我第一次去的时候，也很希望跟这些动物拍照。
12 years ago, when I went to the park, I was hoping to see these animals.
但是我一只动物，这四样动物一只都没有看见。
But I didn't see any.
所以我觉得，你不是说你有最好的摄影器材就可以拍到动物了，是不是？
So it doesn't mean that you have the best photograph equipment, then you can take the animal pictures.
但是神这次就是你到的这天，他就安排一个大熊坐在前面等。
But today, that's God has arranged a animal that is welcome us.
后来我才明白了为什么神不给我照镜。
Later, I asked why God does not allow me to buy the telephone.
这条路呢，就是我要看自己贴的。
The road shown on the picture is the cycling road.
大概十一里。
It has about 11 miles.
要往山，就是身高2000尺。
It will level about 2,000 feet.
Audrey 的这个自行车呢，其实是电。
Audrey's bicycle is actually driven by an electronic.
我的其实是人力。
But mine need a manual pedal.
比较常叫镜头，有些人拍照的人呢，给他另外一个名字。
The telephoto lens has another name.
我们叫它大炮
，we call it cannon。
原因就是它大，还有很重
，because it's big and heavy。
所以呢，我骑我的自行车走这条路的时候，走到差不多到尽头的时候，我就一点气力都没有。
I was almost exhausted at the end of the road。
所以呢，我要下车。把推最后的对300尺的这个距离。
So to the last 300 feet, I have to push the bike.
那所以，如果当天我真的买到这个长焦镜头的时候，大概有18度，我怎么可以拿着这个镜头走这条路？这个是没有的。
So if I were to carry a 4-pound cannon on my back.How can I still manage to ride on a bike?
其实神知道我的有限，所以他才不给我。
So actually, God know my limitation, and so He didn't give me the telephoto lens.
为什么我们需要长焦镜头？
Why we need a telephoto lens?
就是你要拍我们说大特写。
So that means we want to capture the close-up.
你把你跟这个动物的距离拉近。
So you can pull out the distance. Pull in the distance.
Okay. 那现在你没有长焦镜头了，然后你怎么做到？
So if you don't have this lens, how you manage to get this?
神有他自己。
But God has His own method.
那12年前呢，我见过一个照片。
12 years ago, I saw a picture.
就是一群的山羊在一个山崖下面吃野。
A group of goats was eating salt on the rock.
然后这个地方呢就叫 Goat Lake.
The place is called Goat Lake.
然后12年前的时候去了两次去这个地方，一条羊没有。
So 12 years ago.I went to the spot two times, but I didn't see any of the goats. So this time we passed the same spot. I did not expect to see anything.
进了这个地方以后，我们停下车子，就有人告诉我们，对面就你会见到，就有这些羊在吃野呢。So
after we come to the park and we I pulled out the cars and saw the there's this two goats.
但是因为它距离大概有1000尺了，你只见到两个白。
But it was 1,000 feet away. I can see is 2 small white dots. And so we just watched for 5 minutes and I planned to
leave.
But a guy who passed by and told me that. Go inside, there's more goats.
那么我进去的时候，果然就是在这个地方，你就大概300尺以外呢，你就见到有这么这个。So
we went in, and in about 300 feet, we indeed see there's goats.
然后一边在看一边在拍照的时候，我突然间发觉一个事。
So while we were driving and also take pictures, I suddenly realized
something.
So actually in the mountain where I'm standing, it's in fact this white goat who's eating salt.
But
God is a special method. You don't need a telephoto's lens.
我叫你，他叫他的动物来到我面前，我。So
he asked the animal to go in front of me so I can take the close up.
在这个旅游里面，神给我一个考验。
And in my visits, I also have a test.
在这个冰河公园呢，因为它游客太多。
In the glacier park, because of many tourists. So in the recent years, only the cars with vehicle permit are allowed to enter the going to the sun. But there's an exception.
这个例外就是，如果你住在这个公园里面呢，你就不需要拿这个，
If you are living in the park, then you may accept.
所以呢，我们当时的计划是这样子，我们住2天在这个冰河公园，最后2天呢就是在冰河公园里面露营。So
that's our original plan. We plan to live in a hotel. In the park, and we camp for 2 days. And then in the final 2 days, we'll stay in camp.
然后当时我们快要离开的时候，如果你记得去年6月的时候，其实这个冰河公园下了一次的雪。And
there was in fact a few days before our departure, the glacier park actually fell, a snow fell about one.
然后呢，还有如果你记得去年这个时间，他们就是可以说洪水泛滥，黄石公园的这边呢就关闭。
And if you remember, that's the same period, there was flood for the for the area, even Yellowstone was
closed.
So right before our departure, we decided to cancel the 2 nights camping. Instead, we'll stay in a hotel outside of the park.
所以，但是我当时没有想清楚一个事情。
But I forgot one thing.
不，在公园里面，如果你，其实我进不了这条新上太阳之路。
If we don't camp inside, we actually cannot go to the road.
所以，最后我想清楚了之后，我就在想，然后我又要去骗这个 ranger.
So after I realized this, I was struggling whether I should cheat for the park ranger.
因为我订的时候，我已经有一个收据了。
Because when I made the reservation, I already have the camping reserve.
但是我后来取消了，但是我还有这个收据在手上。Even
though I canceled the reservation, I still have the receipt.
所以我就在，因为他进门的时候，如果需要的，就是给他住在哪边的一个证据。然后我就在想，要不要这样子？So
all you need at the entry door is to show your receipt. So I was struggling to tell the truth to the park ranger.
但是我是牧师来的。
You know, I'm a pastor. How can I cheat?
所以我到第三天的时候，因为我头两天是住在公园里面的，第三天我要离开的时候，我就问这个 park ranger，
所以我现在的情形是 ，So on the third day, after we left the hotel in the park, so I begin to ask the park ranger of the problem.
我说我现在取消了，然后我还能不能够走这条路？I
asked her that since I have canceled my reservation, am I able still go to the going to the sign road?
她第一个答案，不能。
Her answer was immediately say no.
这个这很困难的，你突然间你中间有两天。 然后你说我不能进去，然后我干什么呢？我后来就是不知道这两天怎么办。So
when I heard the answer, I didn't know what to do with the rest 2 days.
但是这个他也就解释给我。But
the park ranger explained to me.
他说这个行车证的要求只是用在四边的滨河公园，不管你是在东边这边进去呢。
He says the parking, the vehicle permit is only restricted to the West Glacier, but for the road, including the East Glacier, you don't need the vehicle.
其实这个单词就本来我们的计划就是这样，我们两天在四边，两天在东边，所以我感谢神，就是我通过了这个诚实的考验。
We thank the Lord that He allowed me to pass the test because my plan was to 2 days in west and 2 days in east.
最后两天我们就往北边的这个。
The last 2 days, so we went to the northern side of the glacier park.
这个呢是在加拿大的这边 western.
It is on the side of Canada called the what?
Did
I say just say that the wildflower and the glacier was famous?
那么其实我已经动物已经见了，野花也见了，剩下来，其实我一进去的这一天呢，在加拿大。 神就安排这些大脚羊呢，在路上等我。
The God provided me seeing these animals. And the first day, actually, I already seen the bighorn sheep.
还有这些野花也见到。And
as well as the wildflower.
剩下来一样就是这些冰。
So the only thing left, the famous thing I want to see is the glacier.
那其实你开车也可以见到，远远见到这个。
You can actually see the glacier if you ride and drive.
但是我是希望就是 hiking 远足, 走到这个冰河附近可以见.
But I like to hike and to see the glacier more close.
再来大概有三条出名的.
There are three famous trails you can hike.
其中有一条呢，就是在这个地方叫 Anderson Trail.
One of the one is called the Castle Anderson Trail.
这个单程呢已经要11了.
It's the single trip is 11 miles.
我就告诉 Audrey 我希望呢就去走点条.
I told Audrey that I like to go to this trail.
她答案也是不去.
And she immediately said no.
他说来回22米，我们怎么有这个？She
said this two way will be more than 22 miles. How come we have the energy to do that?
但是其实我是很失望。
But actually, I was very disappointed.
因为这条路呢，12年前我就希望去走的。
Actually, 12 years ago, I already want to go to this trail.
然后我已经等了12年。
I have been waiting for 12 years.
人生有多少的时间?
And how many 12 years you can have in your life?
再过12年，我60岁，到60岁的时候，我还要继续走走走。
In another 12 years, I already been 69 years old. Do I still have the energy to go to this field?
虽然我就，其实是二姐坚持讲，她是不去，我是很高兴。
Given that said, even though I'm not willing,
但是我最后还是接受了二姐的决定。But
I still accepted the decision by Audrey.
虽然不能去走这条路，我就说，不如呢就去这个。
So even though we are not going to this trail, we would like to see the entry to see, take a look.
然后这个就是这个叫 Cameron Lake, 去到呢的确是一个很漂亮的一个.
So we went to the Cameron Lake, and it's indeed a good place.
但是只是这个路还是蛮鸟学，我也觉得其实我们是没有办法。
And in the meantime, we find that even though it was okay, there was snows everywhere, it's actually impossible for us to finish.
但是我们的神是一个好。
Our God is a good dad.
他给好公司给他。He
gave the best for his children.
当时我们决定不去这条路的时候，那么就。 Audrey记得我心里面还希望就想找一个东西去参与我一下。So
when we first decided not to go the trail, Audrey knew that I was disappointed. So she tried to find something which I can do instead.
她就见到旅馆后面有一个瀑布。She
saw there's a waterfall in the area of in the map of the hotel.
然后我就干啥？你把后面的瀑布给它有多大？So
I asked how big this waterfall can have just outside of the hotel.
但是没有事做，然后就去看看。But
since I did not have anything to do, I just go there.
果然，大大是不一样，看的瀑布真的很大。
Oh, it's actually, it wasn't until I saw it, I realized it's amazing. Big one.
那这条瀑布两边有楼梯，可以往上走，就可以在旁边看。
There are stairs on both sides, so you can walk and see.
那么我们就从右边这边去，去到尽头都没有再走，就在这边。
So we take the right, the stair on the right, and we go to the end.
那么第二天早晨，因为 不去走远足的这条路，变成这一天就很多风险的时间。
The second day, because we are no longer going the trail, we have many times.
那么我就六点起床，其实五点多起床，然后六点自己出去，又去这个瀑布里面去看看。其实我的计划就是看看太阳出来。
So I got up around 5:30. So I went to the waterfall again. So I want to see the sunrise.
然后我就右边去过了嘛，这条楼梯，我就从左边的去的。since
we already went through the stairs on the right, today I decided to go through left.
然后我走到瀑布的这边的时候，发觉原来这条楼梯的可以一直走，有条路连着这条楼梯的，是可以走下来。But going the
stairs on the left, I find that there's a road that actually continues go all the way to the mountain.
我走了两个小时以后，我才知道我是在走哪条。I
walked for 2 hours. And then I realized the road I was walking.
其实就是我想走的这个十英里的这条路的尽头，最后的。So
actually, it is the trail that that Coffee Islands. Coffee Islands trail is actually the entry of that road.
我觉得神的对我很好，就是他知道我可能就是没有这个能力走完。 但是他就好了，你节目想去，就给你看看这条路是怎么样啊。So
God knows that He knows that I don't have the physical strength to finish the trail, but at the end He actually showed me what the trail looks like.
因为一个人在走的时候，有机会去亲近。Because
if you are walking, you might have a chance to be closer to God.
第二天我们要离开加拿大。So
the last day we decided to leave Canada.
我又想去这个湖再看一次。So
I want to go to the lake again.
那么也是早晨六点，我就自己一个人开始。It's
also 6 o'clock in the morning, so I drove myself.
这条路上面就是我第一次见到这个大桥。
And this is the road that I saw for the first time of the big horn sheep.
但是上次你见到很多车子在哪边，所以你都没有机会跟着人家。But
because that time there's many tourists, so I didn't have a chance to take pictures.
但是这一次不一样了，因为早晨六点一个人都没有，就有一个大脚羊在我面前，就在一个停车场。
But today there's difference. The 6 o'clock in the morning, there's no others. So I saw a big horn sheep. I was very excited, so I got out of the car and started
taking.
Of course, the animal fled away when he see the man. So I was disappointed. So I looked back.
因为我要围我的车子，然后看见有五对眼睛呢，就望出。So
I saw another 5 or 6 pairs of eyes looking at
me. 我跟它的距离大概可能不到50。
The distance between this sheep and me was less than 50 feet.
能再次证明你需要这个长焦镜头，特别是。
Once again, God says, He can bring the animal to me without taking my telephoto lens.
后来发生一个事情呢，是我一生难忘。What
happens next is something I will never forget.
见到他们，他又跟他们拍照，就追着在他们后面。After
I seeing this sheep, so I follow them and take pictures.
他们本来是一直往上走。
Originally, they are going up to the mountain.
走到一阵子以后呢，看回头。
After a while, they suddenly turn back.
还有呢，他们一边走呢，一边会头撞头，对不对？就是这样子。
They start to begin headbutting.
他往转过头来跑的时候，就跑到我面前。
So they turn the back and then run toward me.
跑到近到一个地步呢，你就见到，其实我伸手都摸，可以摸到。
It close to a distance that I can touch by my hand.
所以神又再次证明给我看，其实你不需要什么。
Once again, God proved that I don't need the telephoto lens to have the animals.
还有我发觉神知道，有留意我跟Audrey讲话这样子。And
I also find that God take notice of what I talked to Audrey.
Audrey是。 就是他批评我，你跟这些动物拍照拍的不好看。
Audrey criticized me for not taking good pictures of the animals.
你要后面有一个大雪山，前面是动物。
She said it would be more beautiful if the animal are in the front, the snow mountains are in the back, that would look nice.
神也记得这句话。
God remembers Audrey's word.
我看完这群大角羊走过以后，我继续开车，然后我就见到有三个大角羊，后面一个大雀山，他们就在这边。So
after I seen those big horn sheep, I continue on the road. But God actually provided a parking lot where I can see the sheep in front and the mountains.
再过一阵子呢，有 又有一群羊呢，从山上面走。Afterward,
another group of sheep is coming to my car.
所以呢，这次旅游呢，可以说我想希望见到的都见到。So
I've seen all the animals I want to see this visit.
但是我还有一个遗憾。But
I also have a disappointment.
就是虽然第一天就见到这个。 大熊坐在前面。The
first day I saw the grizzly bear, but I didn't have time to pick.
神都知道。And
but God knows.
然后他就安排另外一条树，我在开车，就坐在路边在吃早饭。And
God knows that my wish to take picture with a bear, so he provided a big black bear. And he was eating breakfast.
所以最后我就到了这个湖边，一个人坐在这边去享受神给我的。And
finally, I went to the lake, and I was enjoying what God provides.
我们的神的确是一个无微不至的神。Our
God is indeed omnipotent.
那么我就问一条问题。 这是为什么神给好东西我们？
So I ask God, I ask why does God give a good gift to those who ask?
我这次安息呢，因为有机会去听其他故事的讲。So
after this my vacation, I have a chance to listen to the others preaching.
那么其中有一个，其实在网站参加一个培灵会的时候，这个讲员就提出马可福音9:40的一段话。So
in the online devotional, a preacher was raising questions on Mark chapter 9:40-41.
前面就说，凡因你们是属基督，给你们一杯水喝的，我实在告诉你，他不能不得赏赐。Truly
I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, certainly not to lose their
reward.这个讲员说，神是一个会记账的一个神。The
speaker said. God is a God who keeps account.
就是你最微小的 不出神都会记得，他都一定会偿还。
Even it is the smallest contribution, God will surely remember.
我常常告诉神，没有功都有。
I often tell God, even though I don't have merit, I still have work, labor.
但是神说，我记得，我是一个很公平。
God tell me, yes, I remember, I'm a just God.
我们的神是一个很值得我们努力的老板。
Our God is a worthy boss, worthy of our effort.
因为他不是一个很吝啬的一个老板，他给好东西。He's
not a stingy boss. He gives good things.
所以当我们甘心乐意的侍奉神的时候，神会给好东西。So
when we are willing to serve Him, surely give the good things.
还有把他最好的东西，就是圣灵。And
he gave the best thing, which is the Holy Spirit.
同一个讲员也提出另外一点。The
same speaker talked about another point.
他指出了所罗门的故事。
He told us the King Solomon's story.
是向所罗门。God
has appeared two times to Solomon.
我们都知道所罗门求神给他智慧。
We know the story that Solomon asked for wisdom.
然后神给了所罗门智慧以后，他就讲了一句。After
God granted Solomon wisdom, he also said the following.
你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，谨守我的律例、诫命，我必使你长寿。If
you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life.
那其实神给所罗门呢是有条件的一个。What
God gave Solomon is a conditional promise.
就是如果你像你的爸爸一样，我就给你智慧长寿。And
that means if you walk and follow your father David, and then I give you a long life.
但是现在神已经给了所罗门智慧。But
God already gave the wisdom to Solomon.
他是先给他智慧，等待我们去兑现他的责任。So
he first grants what Solomon asked, then he's waiting Solomon to respond for responsibility.
所以现在我就明白，神给我们好东西是同一个道理，就是。 他是等待我们去兑现我们的。So
the reason that God gave us good things is he grant us what we ask, but he's also waiting for us to fulfill our responsibility.
我讲完这篇道的时候呢，不希望大家的结论就是。After
I give this sermon, I do not want to see that everybody want to visit the Glacier Park because of the nice thing I talked about it.
我希望见到大家，就是你能够见到神，真的是一个。I
want that others, the people, everyone can see that God is indeed a good Father.
他是值得我们服侍。He's
worthy for us to serve for Him.
还有我们的神是一个智障的神。And
also our God is a God that remembers.
他一定会报答你。He
will give you credit.
所以，就是不要放弃。So
don't give up.
神会给最好的东西，就是圣灵给我。The
best thing He gave us is the Holy Spirit.
很多时候我们求的东西，他没有给我们，因为他觉得这不是。Many
times He did not give what we asked. It's because the things are simply not good for.
但是神很多时候是先给我们所要的。But
many times God gave us first.
连我们还没开口的时候。Even
before we start, we asked.
神是希望我们能够兑现我们的。God
wants us to return. To give response.
我们就要。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你的确是一个好。
Indeed, you are a good father.
你按照我们的需要给我们。
You give us according to our needs.
对你来说，圣灵就是最好。
For you, the Holy Spirit is the best gift from you.
愿意我们能够得到圣灵以后，我们信。
May we be satisfied after we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们也对神，对圣，对神。
And we also give our response for our responsibility. Hear our prayer, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.